Spending a few minutes now with Hannah Prince, head field hockey coach, St. Joseph's University. The Hawks headed to the Final Four for the first time in program history, and they will take on North Carolina in the national semifinals. And first of all, Hannah, congratulations. What's the last week been like? You guys win two NCAA tournament games. That elation, I'm sure the logistics after that. Now getting ready to head out to Ann Arbor. Just kind of give us an encapsulation of what the last several days have been like.
Honestly, it's been incredible. Starting off with last week when we had the amazing privilege of hosting the first and second round. And obviously going 2-0 last weekend was absolutely incredible. And I'm just so proud of the group that we have. And then, yeah, the last few days has been a bit of a whirlwind, just getting the logistics organized, getting the scout report ready for the team, just making sure we have everything we need to be successful in Ann Arbor.
What was the key to success in those first two tournament games? Obviously, you win them both 1-0, so obviously played great defense. But kind of digging past that, what allowed you guys to survive in advance in those first two matches?
I would say our never give up mentality that the team had and the execution of our attack penalty corners. That's what won us those games.
You have had a lot of success your first 3 years here. The program has been very good for a long time, but this is a first. What's allowed this group to reach this rarefied air for the first time? What has allowed it to go from very good to great this season and get to play on this stage? Are there certain things that you've noticed that are just a little different this year?
I really have to say our fifth-year seniors who chose to come back and wear the St. Joe's uniform for their COVID year are the difference maker for us. That group is just so dedicated and just really loves this program, and they're talented, you know, so that doesn't hurt either. But I would say those people are the difference maker for us because they've just paved the way, and they've set such an amazing example for the other players on the team. And I can't give them enough shout outs because it's such a great group.
Take me through in the win over Princeton that got you here. Like, take me through the last few minutes as you're trying to stay focused, I'm sure. You know what you're on the verge of, but it's got to be a lot of emotions kind of fighting for position in your head as as that clock's ticking down.
Oh, absolutely. As soon as we scored, I knew that we could do it. You know, it was like just a feeling I had that I was super confident in our group to hold the lead and, you know, maintain possession of the ball. We really, you know, we didn't have to hang on by a thread. I think the girls did an amazing job, like I said, keeping possession, just valuing that, playing really stingy defense. And it was a long but short 5 minutes, you know, like it went by in a blink of an eye, but also felt like it was going on forever. And just that feeling that I knew this was something that we had within us. And then being able to actually accomplish it was unlike any other feeling, really.
I don't want to ask this like the job's done, because obviously it has not. But have you had a moment to process what you and this group have already accomplished? Or is that for when it's all over?
You know, I think because this is the first time in program history we've made a Final Four, I do really feel like we on Sunday and even the last few days have really honored that and been excited about that and given kudos where it's due and just really been super proud to represent St. Joe's. So I completely agree with you. The job is not done, and that is our mentality, that we know that when we play our best hockey, we can compete and come out on top against anyone. And I love that about our group. I love that confidence, but still being humble. But yeah, we've definitely celebrated the win and really embrace what that means for our school and our team.
On Friday in the national semifinal, you'll take on this upstart North Carolina team, this group that's new to success. I say that tongue-in-cheek as they're the two-time defending national champs, and I think five of the last six, if I read that correctly. 20-0 this year, obviously the elite of the elite. What allows them to be so good? I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of things that jump out when you scout them, but what's at the top of the list?
I just believe that their attack is incredibly clinical. They always know where the next pass is. They're really lethal in the attack circle and just a relentless group. And I really, you know, tip my hat to them for the work that they obviously put in to play at such a high level. But yeah, I'd say that's probably what stands out the most.
So what are the keys for you guys to disrupt things?
Yeah, you know, I think we're looking at a few different things defensively that we will present the scout report to the team tonight, and obviously been building in some different areas into our training. But I think just honestly doing what we've been doing the last couple months, which is being extremely stingy on defense, trying to tackle the ball outside the circle, limiting shots for our opponent, limiting penalty corners for our opponent. And then for us, I think a key to success will just be capitalizing on our counterattack opportunities.